commonly used for jealousy, envy. There are two types of envy, there are two types of jealousy. One is where a person desires that somebody else has got some ni'mat, has got some favor, so that favor must be stripped of him, and I wish I can have it. So that jealousy is not permissible under all circumstances. There's no ability, there's no permissibility for that type. What this hadith is speaking about? Ghibta. Ghibta is where somebody else got something and you also wish you had the same thing. You're not desiring that he be stripped of his ni'mat. He can have his ni'mat, but you desiring may Allah must give you like how he has given him. So yeah, this is what this hadith is speaking about. That when you see somebody has got something as far as ni'mats are concerned, then in two situations you can wish you had the same. Here the first situation is where a man Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him Quran. Now you wish also, I wish I could have Quran. Person generally must be happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. But when it comes to these two things, it's good to even desire what Allah has given the next person. Generally, the general norm is, what Allah Pak has given you, you'll be happy with that. What Allah has given the next person, that person be happy with that. So whatever Allah Pak has given a person, he'll be happy with his lot. But when it comes to these two things, you can even wish you were like the next person. You can wish, I wish I was like him. So this hadith is speaking about, رَجُلٌ أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْقُرَانِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this person Quran. فَهُوَ يَقُومُ بِهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَآنَاءَ النَّهَارِ And this person is careful about upholding the Quran day and night. Day and night he upholds the Quran. So you can see this person has been given the knowledge of Quran. He's been given tilawat of Quran. This person is careful about his Quran. And he's upholding the commands of the Quran. He's very careful about the way he follows Quran Sharif. You can wish, I wish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can make me like this person. He's so careful about upholding and being particular about Quran. The Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought this under the fazail of Quran Sharif. And the next thing is, وَرَجُلٌ أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا So perhaps we might think that we haven't been given Quran Sharif. So now we have lost out. The second part of the hadith also gives a person hope. The person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has blessed him with wealth. فَهُوَ يُنْفِقُهُ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَآنَاءَ النَّهَارِ Now this person spends from his wealth day and night. In other words, he's spending in good causes, in charitable causes, in beneficial causes. You see, what is the need of the time? Where I can help, where there is a ability for me, or where there is a potential for me to assist. He's taking his wealth and he's not using it and wasting it, but he's using it beneficially. This person also, you can be envious of him in that sense that I wish Allah can make me like that also. He gives me that type of wealth so I can start spending on people, like how this person is spending and how this person is utilizing his wealth. So how would a big difference between a Muslim's thinking and a non-Muslim's thinking? A Muslim's thinking is, Allah give me that type of wealth also, not so that I can enjoy the luxuries, but I can also spend. So Sahaba were also like this. They would also be concerned that the poor Sahaba would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they will complain that the rich Sahaba have got an advantage over us. So this was their concern. And the advantage wasn't an advantage of luxuries of this world. The advantage was they can spend more than we can spend. So this was the mindset that they had. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of having these two great qualities. Bringing Quran in our life and day and night we're spending time reading Quran, upholding Quran, teaching Quran, and being involved in some khidmat of Quran Sharif. One more hadith will do. An al-Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhu qal, Kana rajulun yaqra'u surat al-kahfi, wa indahu farasun marbutun bishatanayni, fatagashatuhu sahabatun faja'alat tadnu. An al-Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhu says that there was one person, one man, he was reading Surah Kahf. And whilst he was reading Surah Kahf, he had his horse close to him, and his horse was tied up with two ropes. فَتَغَشَّتْهُ سَحَابَةٌ And whilst he was reading Surah Kahf, a cloud had come over him, فَجَعَلَتْ تَدْنُ And it became started becoming more and more closer towards this person. Suddenly a cloud came, gathered, and then this cloud started coming closer and closer to this person whilst he was reading Surah Kahf. وَجَعَلَ فَرَسُهُ يَنْفِرُ مِنْهَا And what had happened was this horse got frightened, the horse bolted from there. It got very scared when it had seen the scene. فَلَمَّا أَصْبَحَ أَتَى النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ When morning had come, this person came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَذَكَرَ ذَلِكَ لَهُ And he mentioned this incident to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَقَالَ تِلْكَ السَّكِينَةُ تَتَنَزَّلَتِ الْقُرْآنِ Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that this is sakina تَنَزَّلَتْ لِلْقُرْآنِ The sakina had descended because you were reciting Quran Sharif. This is a sakina. Sakina is translated as a tranquility, as a peace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generally gives a person internally. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed it externally. And it's not something very hard to believe. In fact, this year we have seen it in Arafat. It was so hot, it was boiling hot. Very, very hot to such an extent that if a person wanted to go out of his camp and walk out a little bit, he would need to take an umbrella. If a person had to wash himself, very quickly his clothing would become dry. And we still remember looking up at the tent and seeing that it was almost like a sauna. You can see that sun, that bright sun shining through the tents. Very, very hot, like a person sitting next to an heater or sitting next to a fireplace. When he's very close, he can feel that heat very, very heavy. And within a few minutes, that blue skies had gone, that bright sunlight had gone, clouds had gathered over Arafat. And within a few minutes, it started pouring. Suddenly, out of the blue, started pouring. And from 50 degrees, the temperature dropped down to 30 degrees. 20 degrees in a few minutes, it had dropped. So these things are not difficult to believe, not difficult to understand. And a very similar thing we had seen also 2 days later. We had seen 3 days later, in whilst being tawaf, against the skies were clear. The first round of tawaf was holding an umbrella for the sun, and the next few rounds of the tawaf using the same umbrella for the rain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can sometimes send down. Perhaps there were some pious people that were present there in Arafat, present there in Makkah Sharif. And through their barakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to benefit from this beautiful weather that suddenly came. So when you hear a story like this, a incident mentioned like this, a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person was reading Surah Kahf, and suddenly a cloud gathered and it began to draw close. So this is nothing hard to believe. It's very easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do these type of things. Sometimes we don't even see the. In fact, before we were going to Arafat, then the different officials were going around, different groupings, and they were announcing that it's expected very, very severe weather is expected. Don't even come out of your tents. Don't even come out of your tents. The prediction and the forecast is severe weather, very extreme heat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that the prediction can be one thing, and if He wants to send down cool weather suddenly, He can send it down. Nothing is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, in Mufti Ahmed Khanpuri's Sharah of Riyadu Salihin, he puts there a title, this hadith, he puts there, tension dur karne ka nuskha. In Urdu, they use this word tension. Tension both, sometimes you hear them saying this, tension both. Tension they use for anxiety, for stress, for pressure. Who doesn't have anxiety, stress, pressure? So he says, this is the nuskha, this is a prescription to get to ward away stress and pressure. What is the nuskha? Read Quran Sharif. Because automatically, whilst a person is reading Quran Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending down sakina. Allah Pak is sending out that peace and the tranquility in the heart. Everyone is looking for. So this is one prescription to get sakina and blessings and tranquility. Is remake it daily your nuskha, your practice to recite Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down that sakina. Allah Pak will send down that tranquility. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.